What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They were undefeated all the way through until the U.S. Championship game where they lost a team from Texas, and that team from Texas went on to lose to Chinese Taipei in the finals. And Chinese Taipei was undefeated, so maybe they were the rightful winner, if you will. But I was a little bit bothered that it was supposedly a double elimination tournament, but in the U.S. Championship game, it's no longer double elimination. So if you were undefeated and you lost that game, you're still gone. So I don't know. I want this one of the questions I want to put to Mike Anthony from CT Insider, joining us here in Brian and Company. Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
I wasn't going to start there, but since I was stretching a little bit, I might as well. Did anyone talk about that they hadn't lost a game, but then they were faced with being one and done? I imagine it's okay for the ultimate final, but it struck me as they deserved another crack at Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that. It's a quirky setup. I mean, the way it works is it's double elimination right down to when you get to this knockout stage. So you have to get to that U.S. championship game. They beat Vegas by doing so. Vegas had to go and win another game to get to that game, which is just win in advance or win and move on to the third place game. So, I mean, you could look at it as quirky, certainly. You could look at it as unfair, perhaps. But the same thing happened in Bristol, where the Fairfield national team lost to a team from New York and then beat them en route to winning that. And you could make the same argument in Bristol that New York should have had another shot.
But New York, had they lost another game?
No.
No,
it was the same situation.
Okay. All right. Yep. Okay. All right, fine.
So it's imperfect. It's imperfect, but it's like I said, it's kind of a quirky format, but it is what it is.
You know, I'm curious, had you ever covered the Little League World Series before?
Once. I was down there 20-something years ago. I guess it was 2001 when Danny Almonte of the Bronx dominated and threw perfect game after perfect game, and then 2 weeks later it came out that he was like 14 years old.
That's right.
So it was like this international controversy. I was writing for the Hartford Courant at the time, and it was the first story I ever wrote for A1. I remember I wrote this glowing piece on Danny Almonte and was very proud of it, and it was a feel-good story across the country, and then it came out that he had forged documents or something like that. So it was too bad, ultimately.
I remember that.
But it was good to be back there. It's a very cool scene. It's a magical little place.
Well, yet, I mean, just give us a scene setter and also, like, what it's like. Two things here before I get to some other stuff. Give us a scene setter, what it's actually like. And also, from a journalistic perspective, what's it like covering a bunch of 12-year-olds?
Well, the scene, first of all, is very cool. It's just this massive complex, beautiful, carved into the hills of central Pennsylvania, where all these teams, 20 from around the world, 10 from the U.S., convene and form this one community. It's basically a bunch of world communities forming one baseball community for a week, and it just makes you feel good. You walk around, it smells like French fries and popcorn, and there's a lot of laughs and you know, you overlapping conversations of different languages, and just a lot of little kids smiling and sledding down the hill on cardboard. It's just a very cool, energetic, feel-good place. What it's like to cover the event, it's not necessarily so easy because the access is pretty restrictive. But dealing with the kids, that particular portion is great. The kids were, like I said, always happy and smiling, and Fairfield was on kind of a magic carpet ride. And even yesterday when it was all over, the kids were great in talking about how they're looking forward to getting home, getting back to real life. Tonight's a school night. I think there's a parade down in Fairfield for them today, and tomorrow they'll be back to homeroom and homework. So back to the grind.
We're talking, of course, with Mike Anthony from CT Insider, who covered the Little League World Series and the really an incredible run from Fairfield National. I mean, any sense? I mean, you sort of touched on it a little bit, but like, what made this group special?
Well, I think a few things. It's just it's a collection of gifted athletes, but it's also a collection of kids who have played together for so long and put in a lot of time and effort and dedication to baseball. This is how these kids and just as much these families have chosen to spend the last few summers pursuing different levels of baseball championships. They play travel ball together. They play Little League together, obviously. They've won championships at the 9 and under, 10 and under, and 11 and under age groups. So they've done all this before. It's just that the 12-year-old grouping is where you're on the national stage. So they knew Williamsport was a possibility for this group long ago. Now, it's not easy to get there. They knew they had a good team that was capable of doing this, but there's a lot of teams out there, and it's complicated enough just to get through sectionals and districts and, regionals where, like I said, they did drop a game to New York. So, but they thought this was always looming as a possibility for this group once it reached this age.
You know, the story you did on the Taxil-Tarides twins. By the way, those two kids, we might end up talking about them more in 5 or 6 years because, they have two, their parents are legitimate, were college athletes and stuff. But like that whole thing about them being preemies, it was pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, it was a nice story to be able to tell. And I appreciate the parents for trusting me with that because it enabled me and then therefore the readers and fans to get to know a little bit more about them and just to get to know them a little bit, period. It's a fascinating story. Two twins, these hulking kids now, 5'10" and 5'9", 140 pounds each, which is pretty darn big for a little leaguer. Were born a couple of months premature, and life was pretty fragile for a little while there. And now, as the mother, Sarah, said, to see the monsters they've become and mashing. And it's wonderful because they're, a pitcher and catcher, so this brotherly battery helping Fairfield to a World Series.
Yeah, pretty neat. It is really neat. You can go to ctinsider.com and read everything. You just go to, again, like I said, with...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
With Natasha Sokolov, just do Mike Anthony and CT Insider, and you'll probably get his jump page with all the stuff. You can read everything he wrote while he was in Williamsport. What's next, UConn football?
Yeah, boy, it's football season, isn't it? You know, the air's getting a little cooler all of a sudden, and football's on deck, so it goes quick.
Yeah.
And before you know it, we'll be talking about more closely basketball.
Yep. Yeah, but it's exciting. I mean, I think that this, I mean, I don't know if you're doing UConn on Saturday, but, you know, yeah, I remember the 2 years in a row plus where CBS Sports does their, you know, 1 through 183 or whatever college football teams, and it was just UMass and UConn at the bottom. And yeah, now they're not even close to the bottom, so expectations are obviously much, much higher.
Yeah, I mean, look, they appear to be at least a competent group and team again, as they've been the last few years under Jim Mora. So you would expect more of the same. I can't pretend to know a heck of a lot about the team because there's so much changeover, as there is everywhere in college football. I've been up to a couple practices, but you know, you learn a lot quickly. They'll play Central Connecticut this Saturday. You hope for a good showing against a team they should beat and beat pretty handily. UConn has kind of snuck by a lot of FCS opponents in the past 10, 15 years. And I think if you're UConn, what you want to do is one win, but just as much almost is win convincingly and show that you're at a certain level.
Yeah. I mean, I like to follow because I think Moore is a really good coach. I think college football is so broken, but I think that they've found a way to get pluck kids from big programs that want to play more, and they got enough money, I guess, to make it work. So listen, we'll be reading. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
You got it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.